Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative for the 78th District, Jared Klein, about the legislative session beginning January 8th.
What have you been doing in the off time from the last legislative session?
Oh, quite a few things. It's been lots of phone calls, meetings, lots and lots of reading, studying, getting some bills ready to go. So when we get there next week, we can hit the ground running. There's several issues that I am heavily involved with, so I've been on top of those, been working through, you know, what can we do here about some of the drug opioid problems, what can we do about water quality, where are we going to go on taxes and the budget. Of course, there was a lot of stuff going on there when the federal government was going through their tax overhaul that we're still absorbing. And I think we need to be very careful going forward. So I've been trying to really immerse myself and get a full grasp there how that's going to go. So a lot of that sort of stuff has been, I guess, what you would term the interim duties.
Since last session, what issues have you heard most about from your constituents?
Well, it kind of varies on who you're talking to and when. You know, what's being discussed in the news drives a lot of contacts. So there might be a local news story or something that prompts a couple folks to get in touch with me. Sometimes there's federal issues going on that somebody's looking for guidance on. It kind of depends on the time of year, what the media is talking about as to what is on people's minds. Of course, there in the fall, there's a lot more discussion about cover crops and water quality as everybody's in the fields, and that's local folks as well as others around the state, that there's things that are being discussed and recognized during different parts of the year. So it kind of varies, but there are some overwhelming number of topics that are a consistent point of discussion. Education, water quality, those are some big ones. Talking about the budget, where we're going to go with those sorts of areas. We have a lot of discussions on those different topics that we'll be dealing with here a week or so.
And what is your attitude heading into this session?
Well, my attitude's probably, just mostly let's get back to work. I think we can pick up and continue things that we had going last year. And I'm looking forward to working with the Senate, who now has a year under their belt being in the majority. They now have a better grasp, I think, of the budget and how all that works from a majority's party standpoint than they did a year ago at this time. So I'm optimistic that we can hit the ground running a lot quicker and pick up on a lot of the stuff we had started last year.
What do you think will be the bills that will be most focused on from Democrats and Republicans this coming session?
Well, I think this year, your two biggest this year, and this isn't to say anything else isn't as important, but everything else does have impact based on the two big ones this year, which is going to be the budget and taxes. Can we do tax reform, and how do we do tax reform? How do we do this in light of what the federal government did, if we do anything? Because it's going to be a little bit of time before all our nonpartisan agencies have the time to fully absorb the impacts that those major changes are going to have at the state level. And everything else kind of works off of those things, I think, this session, more so than a year ago. That's where everything comes from, is going to be those. So I think that's where you're going to see the most work being put in. There will be attention paid to a number of other things. I anticipate early on there will be a water quality bill that will be passed and sent down to the governor. I would anticipate that'll be an early on sort of thing in session. I anticipate having some very strong discussions about managed care, MCOs, and how we handle that going forward. But that's done a lot more through the governor's office than it necessarily is through direct legislation. We'll be talking about mental health. We'll be talking about the opioid epidemic that we've been dealing with for years and ways that we can improve our responses there. Those are going to be some of your biggest ones we're going to be talking about, and we're not. And of course, education will get its funding, and we'll get, lock that down early on in session so that they have some certainty going forward. you know, a lot of people think that we're going to do something to IPERS. We're not going to do anything to IPERS. I don't know of any bill that is coming out of the House, and I don't anticipate doing anything with that. So I occasionally hear that one. So that's kind of the sort of thing I think we're going to be looking at doing.
What are your personal goals for this session?
Well, my personal goals are to address those issues that I've already kind of been laying out. Those are all issues that I deal directly with on a day-to-day basis in Des Moines, working with other members and constituents to get the right piece of legislation through that deal with those issues as I've laid them out. There'll be some other ones here and there that'll come up, but those are the ones that are forefront.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with State Representative Jared Klein. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.